finding them on the papers. It's hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you take.
And whoops. Bump the music down. It's Thursday. This is Desi Andrews, and I'm on with my friend Jack Cohen. And we've been talking about IRS and some solutions to do with the IRS. And we're able to take callers again. So, Jeff in Texas, hello. Jeff?
Hi, Desi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I miss your Sunday classes.
Well, I'm actually giving Sunday classes again, but right now we're out at Garden of the Ancients on Manor Road. I mean, I don't know if you know where that is. But,
no, I don't.
Well, I'll have RBN give the address.
That'd be great.
Okay.
And, I remember Jack Cohen down there in Kerrville last year, the year before.
Whenever.
Oh, yeah, whenever it was. Long time ago.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so I had a quick question about Social Security. So I received today my Social Security statement. And I was wondering if there's any way I can get my money back that I deposited with them.
I'm not sure what you're after. You mean everything you paid in?
He wants a lump sum, Jack.
Oh, that's right.
No, there's no way you can do that.
Yeah, there's no way I can do it.
There's only one way to get disentangled from Social Security, and that's to give them back everything they've given you.
Okay, well, what have they given me?
I don't know. Have you started to collect any benefits from them?
Oh, no, nothing.
Yeah, no, you won't get any money back from them because you don't have any money on deposit with them.
Uh-huh. It's a black hole.
Whatever they've collected from you over the years, they've spent.
Oh, for sure.
So there's nothing in their kitty that belongs to you.
And it's not an insurance policy, even though it's billed as one. It's not a pension. It's none of those things.
Yeah, you're not entitled to it.
No, well, I understand that, and I'm with you on the IRS, and, I'm free. They don't have authority over me. I don't file. I don't pay.
Well, Social Security is right in there, and if you don't do all those things and they leave you alone, my hat's off to you, because there's actually... the IRS really has no authority over you or the money you earn, but they sure as heck jump up there and act like they do, don't they?
Oh, they certainly do. And they send me, I sent a letter telling them that I'd like to clear up any confusion there may be about my Social Security number and taxes owed. Well, they didn't address that issue. They invited me to create some installment payment plan.
Mm-hmm.
So I just ignore what they send me.
Well, I don't recommend ignoring what they send.
No, I don't either.
No, when they send me something that looks like it means business, I respond. I usually ask them for their authority to respond within a certain time period, and they never do.
Well, okay, as long as you respond.
Yeah.
By certified mail, you bet.
Well, and then Jack has taught me that you always put the little caveat on at the bottom that I'm instructing you to make this part of my permanent file.
Oh, well, that's a good thing to know.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and do they do that?
Yes, they have to.
They have to.
Well, do they do what they have to when they do things that they shouldn't be doing?
Well, they actually do when you put that caveat on. Haven't you found that to be true, Jack?
Yeah, yeah. You can retrieve it if you put that on your document.
I see. Okay. Well, that's good to know. Thank you. I'll make a note of that.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks, Desi. When is your next class?
They're the second and fourth Sunday, and they're out at Garden of the Ancients. You can look it up in the phone book.
Okay, you bet I can. All right, well, thanks a lot.
Uh-huh.
Okay, bye.
Don in Ohio?
Yes.
Hi, Don.
Oh, hi. Okay. That's sort of strange, the phone's going on today, but as most people know that realize that I have called in a bunch of times and stuff like that, I would give liquidity to RB. I'll wait.
Oh, man, you're fast. I mean, they play one note and you jump off. Don?
I'm good.
Okay, we'll talk to you after the break, Don.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. We have a special offer for RBN listeners. We have a very limited supply of the very large quarter-ounce brilliant uncirculated 5-peso Uruguay gold coin minted in 1930. This 8-piece package contains more than 2 ounces of pure gold and is available for $1,431 delivered. Volume discounts apply to those of you who want to purchase 3 or more of these packages. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 or visit our website at republictradinggroup.com and order online. With many analysts calling for gold to double and even triple due to the heightened tensions in the Middle East, there's never been a better time to secure your wealth. Once again, that number to call is 1-800-691-7898 and speak to Jeffrey Bennett or myself.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Hello, we're back live today. This is Desi Andrews. I'm on with Jack Cohen. And we were speaking with Don in Ohio, who just clipped his word right in the middle. Don, what have you got to say?
I believe in giving anything I can to a station that does as much as RBN does.
Okay.
But John already knows that I've got the lowest amount of liquidity available right now. But, you know, I mean, on another factor, I mean, we need people, you know, around Piper's neighborhood that actually goes into these bars and stuff like that after Congress gets out of office, or, you know, after they spent the day, you know, debating stuff, you know, and acting like they're, you know, really against each other and stuff, go into these bars and start filming these people acting together, you know, like, you know, we're all just friends.
Well, Don, they should be friends. You know, we had a bit much, much, much better organization in Washington when they did go to bars and chat and get along. I have it on good authority that they don't do that anymore. Tom DeLay was instrumental in absolutely fractionalizing Congress from congressmen. Cutting it down the middle, Republican against Democrat, and they stopped going to parties, they stopped socializing, they stopped talking to one another, because a lot of animosity can be done away with, a lot of deals can be struck off the public arena. out of the
now if they realize that they were probably going to be watched here in the future.
Well, we had a lot better, well-run government when they did speak to each other. You see, if you have a neighbor, Farmer Brown, and you never speak to Farmer Brown, and all you ever do is throw rocks at Farmer Brown, you'll never get to know him, his agendas, or any his beliefs. And it's a very, very bad thing that they do not fraternize, in my opinion.
So where do you see this country in the next, say, 5 years?
Well, it depends on whether people like Jack and I have our way or whether...
Worst case scenario?
Well, we've moved from a nation state to a market state, and everything is privatized, and corporations are buying all our resources, they're buying everything. So we'll watch The Corporation. I think the movie The Corporation, the documentary, I think that pretty well chronicles where we can be in 5 years if we don't do something about it. And that is, we'll be at the mercy of a board of directors.
Mm-hmm. You think it's going to take that long, 5 years?
I hope it never happens.
Okay.
I hope it never happens. I know that we have no redress in the courts. The courts have absolutely become, although they're not maybe privatized, they are private courts, and they only welcome bar members in there. And if, like, for instance, if you're charged with anything criminal in any way, you lose all your rights, and you're sausage. You're just going to the sausage grinder. We can't go get any of our questions resolved without hiring an attorney. And when we hire an attorney, then what we want done is diluted or subverted or changed. And so without courts, it's a tough road to hoe. And Philip Bobbitt, in his book, The Achilles Shield, The Shield of Achilles, says that the courts can't survive the market state because they're just not rolling with the punches. So I think the courts are doomed to fail, and I just don't think the people can stand for it.
I believe you're right. Now, let me add this last question. Who would you have as a favorite guest, if you can ever have a guest on that you can ask one good question? What guest would that be, and what question would it be?
Oh, dear. Jack, you get your shot at it. Tommy Jefferson is dead. That's our hero.
Sorry.
I would like to get somebody like Seymour Hersh or Greg Palast.
Or Noam Chomsky.
Or Noam Chomsky, or, you know, people that have some lifetime invested in investigating what's going on in the government that can tell the truth and do. Even people like Russell Means, you know, guys that have been involved in the Indian movement, or Chavez, the guy that started the the Union for Mexican Migrant Workers. People like that, people who've done something, you know.
And I guess the question would be, what can I do?
Yeah, what can we do?
That's a good question, Don.
Could you actually give me an idea of what you might, you know, basically put forth to them?
No, that we say. I mean, what can we do?
What can we do?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I missed that point.
What can we do? How can we speed this along? How can we get a republic back? And, you know, I'm so sick of hearing the word democracy, I could just bomb it.
Right.
But because we're not supposed to be a democracy. We're supposed to be a republic.
If I may, I would like to put in a plug for my notion on new constitutions.
I love that. Go ahead, Jack.
Well, I'm so frustrated with states failing to protect us from the federal government. I mean, if you go to a superior court in the state of Washington to fight the IRS, they'll shove it over to the federal government. Now you're in a federal arena where you can't possibly win. The federal law protects the tax system to the point where nobody has any rights under it. And so you can't get justice in a federal court, you can't get justice in a state court. So what I propose is to repeal the existing constitutions in the states to erect a bastion against federal encroachment and to protect us from abusive laws. I mean, you know, governments in America are voluntary. Having one is a voluntary act. We create governments by our will. And as long as they serve our purposes satisfactorily, then we should maintain and support them. But the moment they stop doing that, we don't need to support them anymore. And so I propose a referendum in the state of Washington, at least, to repeal the existing Constitution, which isn't worth a bean. It isn't worth a bean because it doesn't give the legislature power to make law or power to lay or collect taxes. In fact, there is no power to lay or collect taxes in the state of Washington. Nobody has it. The federal government has usurped the state militias to the point where our state militia in the state of Washington is a complement of 75 people, a handful of jeeps, and I believe a helicopter and a few guns. There's no protection against the federal government.
And the reason for the militias was to protect us against an onerous government.
The reason for the militia in the first place is to protect us from an abusive government and to keep the federal government from maintaining a standing army. Well, if there are no militias, there's going to be a standing army, and we have one and have had one since World War II.
What organization would you say that's out there that actually, you know, points a voter to, I mean, even if we have, you know, black box voting crap going on and stuff like that where we don't know where our actual vote is going, but, you know, besides that point, what organization is out there that's actually telling, you know, the voter which person is good, which person's lousy?
Well,
I don't think it's anybody's job to do that.
No, it's nobody's job, but
but we need somebody that's out there to say, you know, which way to go.
That's your job to find out.
I know that.
But here's the deal.
I do that, but a lot of people don't do that.
But here's the problem. We can't have people go and vote because the people elect. I mean, the people in a republic elect. They don't vote. I mean, they go to elections and they cast their ballot, but the voting franchise was stripped from the people with the Reconstruction Act. So what we have to do is like Jack suggested, in each state we have to get a referendum of the people. We can't do it by voting because if you vote, you're a U.S. citizen and you're voting in a federal venue.
How do you anticipate something like, you know, Vermont seceding from the nation? I mean, according to, you know, what's going on there, mean anything because it's not getting any news.
They settled that during the Civil War. You try to leave the Union, we will murder you.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not a matter of leaving the Union. It's getting enough of the people together to have a constitutional convention in each state and propose a constitution that protects the people and keeps the feds out.
Question is, do we have a chance in hell to do anything?
Of course.
I think we do.
Of course.
Doing
like I
what?
Said, having,
doing
a
what first?
Having a government in the United States is voluntary. It's an option. We don't have to have them. In fact, in many ways, we'd be better off completely without them.
I would like to accomplish that through the use of what we learned last week, our disenfranchised parents. That's what the Attorney General's office calls non-custodial parents. You see, custodial parent and non-custodial parent is an absolutely a term in admiralty, and it doesn't belong on any of our people. And the state doesn't have the right to say, to own our children or to tell us where our children can go or who they can see. The schools are becoming abominable pits of non-education. We can't tolerate that anymore. And if you can't tolerate something, then you have to get up and do something about it. And I would like to do it peacefully.
The thing is, you're talking about something that, I mean, we're talking about a parent taking care of their own kids and stuff like that, and the government not intruding. You know, we can, you know, possibly beat back, you know, that influence.
Well,
and
listen,
stuff like that.
Listen to me. There are 25 million disenfranchised parents in the United States. Every one of them are subject to go to jail on the whim of a magistrate at the behest of any of the attorney generals in any of the so-called states. Every one of those 25 million disenfranchised parents is at risk of losing their livelihood, and I am absolutely for supporting anyone's children. Don't ever, ever think that I don't want children supported.
I'm not questioning that.
But what I'm saying is, if we can, that's a bloc that can easily come together and be organized and be far, far more powerful politically than the NRA or any of those other blocs ever thought of being. We have to create our own association or organization is what I'm saying. I don't believe one exists. At least I don't know of one. I could be wrong. We'll get back after the break. Thanks for calling, Don.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Hello, and welcome back. This is Desi Andrews. I'm on with my friend Jack Cohen today. We're talking about solutions with the IRS and constitutional conventions. I mean, Jack, it's perfectly feasible, isn't it?
Yeah, sure. Why not? I mean, there was a time when people would take up arms against an abusive government in this country. Wasn't there?
Well, I think they know that. That's why they're trying to confiscate all the guns.
Yeah, and if you read the Declaration of Independence, as I do, and see that it is a Declaration of Independence that states clearly that we all have certain rights, that we institute governments to protect them, and that when they fail to do that, we need to get rid of them or alter them. So, you know, alter or abolish. So I don't think there's anything wrong with starting over. I mean, you know, we didn't write a constitution in 1789 that was meant to last forever. It was meant to be modified or gotten rid of if it ceased to work.
Well, and states were supposed to be independent nations, and once upon a time they were, until they were usurped under the Reconstruction. And so what, I mean, God didn't put it together. I think we can put it asunder. Tom in Florida. Tom?
Hello?
Hi.
Yes. Actually, I'm going back onto the tax issues. I've been listening to you people, and you've gotten into other areas.
That's fine.
I just had a question about... what does the I know that the income tax is not supportable by law. What is the tax situation for if you, let's say, have a capital gains tax? In other words, you own some land and then you sell it for more money. Do they actually have a right to tax you on your profit? Oh.
Well, here's the long and short of that. Congress can only tax commercial events or commercial enterprises. The power to regulate anything is limited to the power to regulate commerce. And the power to tax is within the power to regulate. So they can regulate interstate commerce and tax it. They can regulate international commerce and tax it. And they can regulate commerce with the Indian tribes and tax it. What becomes taxable as to the taxable entity is dependent upon how they write the legislation for it. But Congress has never enacted a law that says anybody who has any gain whatsoever from the sale of a piece of property has to pay the federal government tribute. There is no such law.
Or any gain whatsoever from the sale of
anything.
Stock or bonds or anything.
Yeah.
So there is no law that says you have to pay it, is the upshot.
Exactly.
Okay, so if you were to generate that kind of an event and start having notices from them, you'd be able to pretty much try to fight them the same way as if you had received income.
It's the same thing. I mean, you have a right. You have a right to your profits. You have a right to earn a living. I was just looking at the UN treaty today, and, I mean, I think I'll just go by the UN treaty and forget the rest of the stuff because, hey, it says I have a right to my earnings. It says that I have a right to my family. It says I have a right to travel freely. I mean, it looks pretty damn good to me.
Yeah.
No, it is interesting, you know, what you would do about to try to raise the awareness and to get some kind of a force, you know, show a force. I mean, I'm sort of amazed at the people that have been gathering concerning this immigration issue. It's like it's so incredibly orchestrated. I mean, there's so many of them. I mean, when you consider people, you know, that are concerned with things that we're talking about now, why can't we generate 4 or 5 million people in the street? Maybe 20. I mean, I don't understand.
It's amazing how we can. I'll tell you what. I've watched the Mexicans organize for a long time, and like they have an organization called LULAC, and those people can whoop up whatever in no time at all. I mean, I take my hat off to them for passing the word and getting the people. But it doesn't seem to work among us.
Yeah. Well, I'm like everybody. I sit down here and I'm thinking, well, I'm waiting for someone to give me a signal. If someone said, hey, listen, we think 15 million people are all going to drive to Washington and protest, geez, I would jump in my car. I never hear anything like that happen. Even where I live in Florida, and there's not even any local gatherings. I mean, you're like all by yourself, really. I think most people feel the same way. There's no point. There's no place to come and actually even get together and talk. There's no rallies. There's nothing.
Well, we're going to have to start, aren't we? If it starts with you on your street corner and you're rallying and you're getting together with people in the park, then you start it.
Yeah.
Somebody has to do it. Somebody has to start it.
Yeah. Well, I do speak up and I talk to people, but I get some pretty strange looks when I start talking. I mean,
sure.
I'm in another world and, I mean, it's about this equivalent as if a schizophrenic walked up to you and started, you know, talking a lot of crazy stuff. And, I mean, you don't get much of a positive response, and then once in a while I run into somebody who knows what I'm talking about, but then I'm preaching to the choir. You know, it's
But you and the choir don't get together and go out in the street and sing, do you?
Well, no, I meet with a small group, but it's still pretty small and doesn't seem to be getting any bigger.
Well, see, most people, I hear this all the time across the nation, that people feel like they're isolated. I haven't felt that way for years because I hardly ever run across any, I mean, it's just not in my circle to deal with people that don't understand what I'm saying. And if they don't understand what I'm saying, I mean, because I don't preach to anybody, number one. I mean, I behave as a free woman, and that's quite obvious. So lots of times people see that, and then they ask questions. So I don't preach to anybody because nobody can, until somebody's ready to ask questions, they're not ready to learn anything. And it's been my experience that people don't ask questions until they hurt. So you've got to be hurt in the pocketbook. You've got one of your loved ones has to be sent to jail. The IRS has to come after you. There's got to be a situation where you hurt before you notice that things aren't right. And not everybody has been hurt. So to raise the level of awareness, we're going to have to work at it. We'll be back after this break.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped at our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Hello, we're back. 5:30. We've got 30 minutes to go. Tom, did you have any more questions? He dropped. Okay. Julius in Arizona. You're talking to Jack Cohen and Desi Andrews. Julius? Julius!
Oh, yes.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
I thought you said Julia at first. I didn't understand.
It's my lisp, Julius. Sorry.
I had a little idea a long time ago, and I actually penned something, which I posted on the Internet, that I thought would take care of this whole mess and get right at the root of the problem and restore control to the individual.
I like the sound of it.
It's called the Parenting Amendment.
Uh-huh.
And it has to do with every bill that's considered by a state house or a county or a federal government would have to be presented and voted on by that house and then sent down to the form of government below it for approval for funding. And if two-thirds of the lower legislature in the lower division of government wouldn't go for it and they couldn't see a good reason for it, they could reject it. But if two-thirds did approve it, it could then be sent on for collection to the individual. And every tax in this country would be sent directly to the individual. And the individual would have the option If anything was distasteful to them, they could withdraw their support for that issue. It could all be broken down in this day and age of computers. And we would end up with a form of government which was extremely responsive to the will of the people and non-coercive to any individual.
What a concept.
Well, that's the sort of thing you want in your Constitution. But you see, where our constitutions are today, the state ones particularly, the state legislatures have no powers at all. And so what they're doing is just at random. There are no controls on them because they have no power at all.
I understand that, but this would restore power because it would make especially county and state government much more powerful. And it would make the federal government back into a two-week legislative session.
I can see that, mm-hmm. but what Jack is saying is we have to lay it at, like we could do constitutional conventions, and that could be part of the Constitution. That no law can be passed that would tax anyone I love the concept actually that would tax anyone until the people approved, or the people that would be taxed would be bear the burden of the corporation would have the approval. Would give their approval because what we're doing is we're bearing the burdens of the corporation right now.
That's right, and there are a great many institutions, whether you call them corporations or not, that are getting a free ride off the backs of the working man. And I even understand that the Social Security program, the way it's actually constituted at the legislative set level, is actually two separate programs. One is a flat tax on wages. And the other is a welfare program which exists at the discretion of Congress to raise or lower at their will.
Well, that wasn't the original Social Security Act, and I can't see that it's been morphed into anything else. Jack, you want to tell him what the original was?
It was and is a grant to states, and the states that are entitled to the grants are the possessions and the District of Columbia. Union states are not entitled to the grants. It's not
all
a
right,
tax. The Social Security Act was not an act to create a tax. It was an act to provide grants to the District of Columbia, to the territories of Alaska and Hawaii before they became states, period.
That's what it was for.
All right, but as I understand the way it's actually worked out, it didn't pass muster at the Supreme Court level, so it was kicked back out. And so they had to separate it into two separate things. And essentially, we already have a flat tax.
The Social Security tax on wages or on employment generally is a tax on grant recipients. You have to read that act carefully to see what it really says.
What does that mean in the real world?
It means that if you are employed by the government of Puerto Rico, your government is entitled to a grant, and you're going to be subject to Social Security taxes on your wages. That's what it means. Under the terms of the grant, if the Puerto Rico government applies for it, they get an appropriation to pay for the employer's share of the contribution.
That's the 281 agreement.
Section 281
agreement. Then how did private employers get tricked into collecting money on employees?
There is no authorization for anybody to collect taxes for the government without compensation.
So how did they? They did it because they can't read, they don't understand the law, they rely on their attorneys, and it behooves the attorneys to promote the system. So it's a matter of he said, she said. Well, everybody knows that's what it's a matter of. It's not a matter of the written law because it doesn't exist.
Okay, my question referring back to the original topic I brought up was, if anybody wants to look at this proposal, you can just Google in parentheses, or I guess just by itself, the words parenting amendment, and it will come up on my website.
Well, I think that's wonderful, Julius. I think that you need to go out and start peddling. I mean, speaking for a new constitution in Arizona, and to make that a part of the not an amendment, but an article in the Constitution. I think that's wonderful. Because I'll tell you what, government would go out of the business, and they are all in business.
Well, there's no doubt about that, but I'd like to see it all reduced down to the level to where it was so innocuous it didn't bother anybody what little bit existed.
Well, absolutely, but see, they have to go out of business because they're just, it's the hugest business there is on the face of the earth. They are a business, and they were never meant to be a business.
Well, I can see that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Julius. What an interesting concept, Jack. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Richard in Alabama.
Hi.
Hi.
I can't hear any voices at all on 11915. Do you have any other programs on the shortwave or any other networks that you have a program on?
It's on 5.050.
Yeah, that doesn't start until the next hour.
Oh, okay. This is shortwave 11.915 and 5.050.
Well, I just thought you might have another program on another network somewhere.
You don't. You got me, man. You don't listen to it on the internet?
I don't have internet.
Well, then you don't listen to it on the internet, do you?
Yeah. Either it was the last time I on your last program, you mentioned something of to stop the tow away and the revocation of license tags, and said to get it classified as private property.
Yeah.
Which is really tough to do, and I can't. I don't even know where to look to figure out how you can force some clerk or bureaucrat to register something as private property.
Okay, because we're under federal law.
Yeah.
Title 5, Section 601 to 607 is a guide to keep agencies accurate. And
mm-hmm.
So what you have to do is whatever agency it is that holds, thinks they own or holds or registers whatever property it is you have now,
mm-hmm.
you have to write and inquire of them how they have your property classified. If it's your car, you say, how do you have my 1954 VIN number so-and-so classified? And
mm-hmm.
you might have to dance around a little bit with them a few letters. But they have to tell you how they have it classified, and it will be classified as a commercial vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a passenger car, say, a 19, whenever they made Edsels,
mm-hmm.
Then they would say they have it registered as a passenger vehicle.
I can guarantee you they'll say, I haven't the foggiest notion what you're talking about.
Well, then give them an example.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, for instance, do you have this registered as a commercial vehicle, as an on-road vehicle, as a passenger vehicle? Use the word vehicle.
A vehicle for hire.
Right, a vehicle for hire. Right, and they will. Everything they have registered is classified as commercial.
Well, I think they know that, and they're trained to act stupid, or maybe they are stupid.
I don't think they know that. So then when you finally get the classification of the registration, you send them a letter and you tell them that you have incorrectly classified my personal property.
Yeah.
And I instruct you now to no longer classify it as a passenger vehicle and classify it now as my personal property, my personal automobile,
mm-hmm.
whatever you want to call it. You give them instructions and then later you send a letter and you say, did you follow my instructions?
Mm-hmm.
Please tell me how you have. I mean, you have to follow up. It's a pain,
mm-hmm.
but it's a whole lot easier than the state owning your car.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I recently got towed away, and the reason I got towed away is the trooper got me into a conversation. He said, "Is this the way you normally sign your checks?" He was talking about my signature at the bottom of the ticket. Is this the way you normally sign your checks? I just sort of stammered around.
Why? How did you sign?
Oh, I cited without prejudice, UCC 1-207, TDC, and my name in all caps.
You signed it with your name in all caps?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. It's hard to do, man. When I tried that once, it was a long and laborious process.
It's impossible.
I don't know how to write I in a capital letter. I mean, I was stuck mm-hmm. because, you know, I gave up writing cursive years ago.
Well, do it real slowly and deliberately. You got plenty of time.
Okay, here's the deal. You just confessed. See, you never answer their questions. You always say, am I free? Am I under arrest? Am I free to go?
Oh, Bessie, I had that printed on a card and laminated. And he looked at it, and he actually made a copy of it at the jail. He actually made a copy of it at the jail to make sure he didn't forget it.
Am I under arrest? Am I free to go? I can't proceed without assistance of counsel.
Yes, I had it printed and laminated on a card.
Did you speak it?
Huh?
Did you speak it to him?
Well, I printed it up. I held it in front of him and I read it.
Oh, you read it. Okay.
And I said, do you remember this?
Okay, so now he's asking you questions, and he says, you sign the ticket. And he says, is that normally how you sign your checks? Now, let's think about this. How would you answer? Because anything, actually, if you told him you can't proceed without assistance of counsel, then none of that can be used against you. But he's information gathering at that point. Now, anything you want to volunteer to him, you can. Because you didn't stand on, I can't proceed without assistance of counsel. I'd like to answer you, officer, but there's no counsel here. You don't have to answer any questions, and if you answer questions, it's presumed that you waived your right to counsel and you're going to volunteer. So you don't answer any questions. You say, why would you presume I have ticks?
Well, I didn't.
I know, but you
didn't think of that one.
Yeah, you have to think these. Well, you just, you know.
The other thing is, of course, what does signing a check have to do with a traffic ticket?
Exactly.
What does signing a traffic ticket mean? It means that you have received it. That's all it means.
Yeah.
Well, it means
it also means
that you'll appear.
Here's the thing: the traffic ticket is made out just like your driver's license to your last name first, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You can't go by that. How can you go by your last name first? That's not you. That doesn't apply to you.
Mm.
See? So when you sign a traffic ticket, you should sign it exactly as your name appears above.
Mm. Right.
C-O-H-E-M-J-A-C-K.
And also, one has nothing to do with the other, because when you sign a check, it's a voluntary action. When you sign a traffic ticket, it's under duress at gunpoint.
Mm. When you sign a check, it's an order to pay, generally, or an endorsement on the back to
and
cash it.
And it's something you want to do.
See? Well, that has nothing to do with getting a traffic ticket.
Nothing. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't understand, officer, what's one thing got to do with the other.
Yeah. That's a dumb question, and it was meant to throw you.
Well, sure it was meant to throw you.
Yeah.
I mean, have you seen that drunk tape you don't have internet. On the internet where the guy dances and he does the jig and she says, say the alphabet backwards, and he says the alphabet backwards, and her mouth just falls open, and she said, I've never seen anybody be able to do that. And he did, too. And at the end of it, he's just a dancer, and then she says, are you a professional dancer? And he said, no, I couldn't do this if I wasn't drunk. But, I mean, he just spits this alphabet out backwards, and it's an impossibility, and they ask you to do it. Because it is an impossibility, and they can't. After you, officer.
Yeah.
I had to pay $130 because of it to get my car back.
They impounded it?
Yeah. I had it towed and impounded, and I had to pay a bondsman, and then I had to.
Well, what you need to do is you need to reclassify your car. You need to tell them that it's not a taxable entity and it doesn't belong to the state. It's your personal automobile. And I'm not saying it'll be easy to do that. But you have to send them letters. You can't do it by phone. You have to send them letters. Could you please tell me how the Department of Motor Vehicles has declassifies my 1950 Edsel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It takes work, but it's easier than going to jail and getting your car towed.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
Could I get a lawyer to do this for me?
I doubt it.
If
you ever find one that does, let us know.
Yeah, right. No, they can't do that for you. This is something you have to do yourself. All you're doing is correcting the record.
Mm.
Agencies have misinformation in their records, and you have to correct it. It's up to you. The responsibility is yours.
Yeah.
Okay? Hang up and get writing, Richard. Okay? Bye. Mike in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Hi.
I think I thought I got disconnected or something. It went way down in volume.
You're not disconnected, Mike.
Yeah. You were talking earlier about the government being a business, and I would argue that they're more of an investment scheme or something, because according to some people that claim knowledge in these matters, they own 70% of companies like Motorola. And here in Kentucky, we had a bit of a scandal where the University of Kentucky owned 80% of a health insurance company, CHA Health, I think is what it was called, and they've recently sold that to Anthem Blue Cross. Now, did they sell it for a loss? Probably not. And where did the profits for that go? It didn't go into the budgetary side of things, did it? And they've recently raised tuition to the tune of 13 to 19% all across our state universities. Well, according to some of these web pages, even the poorest of the poor universities are running tens of millions of surpluses. Our local university has something like $50 million in surplus. University of Kentucky has nearly $1 billion.
Mike, that's a very interesting point. If you'll hang on, we'll pick it up after this break. Okay?
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
This is Desi Andrews. I'm on with my friend Jack Cohen. We've got 6 minutes left in the show. We're talking to Mike in Kentucky. If anybody else wants to pick Jack's incredible mind, the number is 800-313-9443. Best hurry. Okay, Mike, you were saying, but doesn't that just prove the point, Mike, that they are indeed a big business?
They are a business, yeah.
I mean,
you just
corroborated Desi's statement.
Yeah.
They are a business. No question about it.
Like they
shouldn't be, but they are.
Some sort of strategic investment initiative or something.
Well, however you describe it, it's a business.
Yeah. Well, I turned the volume up on my phone. I didn't realize you were going to a break there because I couldn't hear it. Barely could hear you. But
Did you continue talking?
The local, huh?
Did you continue talking?
No, I finally heard you say we were going to a break.
Oh,
but,
okay, go ahead.
The thing that gave a lot of credibility for me, these people talking about the comprehensive annual financial reports, was the president of the University of Kentucky actually on the radio bragging about how they had $500 million in surplus,
right.
And they were living off the interest. Living off the interest to serve, and they're poor by comparison. You know, Los Angeles lost $1 billion playing with derivatives and started.
Yeah.
So, and apparently, the derivatives market and investments in overseas stock markets is what a lot of the investments have been going to. So, no big surprise that they're supporting free trade, right? They're propping up these other markets with their investments,
right? Well, they're called industrial investors. When I used to be have a securities license, I never really understood what the industrial investors were, but that's what they are. They're the municipalities and the counties and the governments.
I don't see any reason for us to continue to fund something that's not operating in our best interest.
Well, in my opinion, they can't have the power to invest in tax too.
No.
Can't do it.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling, Mike. Tom in Colorado.
Yes. Am I on the air?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Does your guest have a website, or does he like give consultations or advice like to people on as regards to what type of legal form they should file and what kind of circumstance that they're in, type thing? Or he seems kind of smart about that.
Well, does he help people? Yes, he does. Does he give legal advice? No, he doesn't, but I'm sure you can email him.
Okay. What was that address again?
It's eplanner1@comcast.net.
Number one. Excuse me, I interrupted.
The numeral one, not the word.
Okay.
eplanner1@comcast.net.
Okay.
Yeah, he is kind of smart in that area. Yeah, I'd say that.
All right, but no website right now, huh?
No website at the moment.
And his name is Jack Cohen?
Jack Cohen, right,
All right, thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, he's a whiz-bang, isn't he?
I think he's pretty smart, but then what the hell, I'm prejudiced.
Oh, here comes the music. I think this is the end, Jack.
Okay, well, it's been a little slice.
Well, thank you so much for being on today. I really do appreciate it and enjoyed it as ever.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call.
See you all later, guys. Bye.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to
Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.